Jesus is also our example, and I want to greet you in his precious name this evening. The last while has been a time of examining each other, has it not? As we look to see who is qualified for the calling that is before us. But this evening, I felt led to lead us into self-examination. How is my heart? How is your heart? Are we at rest in the will of God? Do we find rest in the will of God? In humility, trusting Him. This evening I'd want to speak about humility. The title of the message is Humble Yourself. Humility, as introduction, is not a fruit of the Spirit, but it's a condition, an attitude, an action that we take. Have you ever seen a person that was too humble? I couldn't think of one. Maybe you have some here, I don't know. Likely not. But in humility we find grace and power from God. But if we're not humble, we bring upon ourselves the judgment of God. That's a frightful thing. I'd like to start in the Old Testament, back in 2 Chronicles, if you'd like to turn with me to 2 Chronicles this evening. The first number of chapters of 2 Chronicles describes a glorious building, the temple that Solomon was building. It was no small feat, but it was a magnificent structure. And it's hard for us to imagine all the gold and carvings and all the work that went into that. And coming into chapter 6, we see this picture here of Solomon, this new, fairly young king, on this bronze platform that was built for this occasion. And here's this king standing on this bronze platform. The people of God are before him, the temple behind him, or however that was. And he gives this beautiful prayer. Beautiful prayer to God. And at the end of this prayer, as he was praying, the fire of God fell upon the place, and the glory of God was so present that people could not, no one could enter the temple. And then they went on with their sacrifices. Do you remember how many oxen did they sacrifice that day? Does anybody remember? Or can you find it there? Make a guess if you don't know. How many oxen was it? 22,000. You have a few back here in there, Pastor. That you wouldn't even put that to the count of 22,000. How many sheep? 120,000. We can't. I can't even imagine those numbers. Incredible. This beautiful temple. The king on this platform. He gives this beautiful prayer to God. The glory of God falls down. All this sacrifice. And then we see here in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 12 and 14, God speaks. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land and send pestilence upon my people. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and heal their land. When my people turn away from me, I will bring judgment on them. But when they humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will hear from heaven. Who of us doesn't want to hear from heaven? Who of us doesn't want to be forgiven? Who of us wouldn't want to be healed? This comes when God's people humble themselves. This king also wrote about wisdom. Turn with me to Proverbs. We want to look at some more of his writings about wisdom. Proverbs chapter 16. He seemed to know more about it than actually experience it, but the wisdom is here for us today. Proverbs 16, verse 19. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. It's better to be poor and humble, in other words, than to be wealthy and proud. Humility is of great price, even that above riches. Proverbs 18, verse 12. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Which one are you tonight? Which one am I? Am I destroyed, brought down, where nothing seems to go right? Humble yourself. We can focus on humble. We don't have to worry about praise, but humble yourself. Have you ever seen a man that is in a place of honor? There's two ways he got there. One is he put himself there, so it may appear, but you can get ready to see him fall from that place if that's what he did. Or he walked in humility and God put him there. We're not to judge people, to say whether they put themselves there or God put them there. We know God is the one that brings people down and lifts people up. He does a good job of it. Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29, verse 23. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. This is not just a physical humility. It's not a humility that can just be pretended, but it's humility of the spirit, a humble spirit. And here it promises us that a humble spirit will gain honor. Going on to Isaiah 57, verse 15. For thus says the high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Our great, eternal, holy, all-powerful God is with the humble. That's a force that's unstoppable. To revive and strengthen the humble spirit. Let's move on to the New Testament, to Matthew chapter 18. Begin reading in verse 2. Then Jesus called a little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as a little child, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me." If we do not turn to God and become his children, we will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Here, Jesus is offering equal greatness to everybody. If we become humble as a child, we will be great. Great in what's important. True greatness. Humble yourselves as a little child. You know, in all these verses that I read, it seems that there's two options. We can humble ourselves and receive great reward, or God will humble us. Humility is every person's destination. How will we get there? In the end, all men will be humble or humbled. Humble himself as this little child. We don't even know this child's name. Wonder if, was that child proud of this awesome opportunity that he was given? He was used as an object lesson to teach the disciples and apostles? No, I don't think it interested or seemed that way to the child. It didn't matter to the child. What matters to a child? What matters to a child is to be in the arms of Jesus. It's a safe place for us. A place to belong. Nothing matters more than to know that God is our Father. To be close to Him. To walk with Him. I am His Son. He is my Father. Matthew 23, verse 12. "And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." You know, here Jesus himself is giving us this promise. It's true every time. When you try to exalt self, we reach for what's not ours. Yes, there have been those that have lifted themselves up for a time. We think of Haman that built the gallows, but who hung on it? Or Hitler wanted to conquer the world but killed himself. Or the examples can go on and on of people that have reached for something that wasn't theirs and they were cut off. If you exalt yourself, you will not stand. But humble yourself is true just the same every time. When we humble ourselves, God will lift us up. Every time. James chapter 4, verse 6. "But he gives more grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." If we don't humble ourselves, God will resist us. He will stand against us. You know, I can stand against you. Your brother or sister, They can resist you. But if I stand against you, you can find a way around me. You can keep moving on. But when God stands against us, there's no way around it. And often we see people that fight harder, that push, that try again. But if God is against you, brother, there's no way forward. The harder you try, the more you will be blocked. But God gives grace, power to the humble. Grace and power to run in victory. When we humble ourselves, we can be more than conquerors. On to verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. As I said, I can lift myself up, but I'm promised one thing, and that's to be brought low. But when God lifts you up, it's not of your own ambition, not of your will, but of God's. You're safe. Safe in His arms. 1 Peter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit. Here's one action of humility. Submit. Submit one to another. Pride does not like to submit. It's hard to submit to others if we're not humble. Here in this verse it says, to be clothed with humility. Something we put on. Verse 6, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and that He may exalt you in due times. In His time. Humble yourself, and He will exalt you in His time. We can rest in that, because it's true. When the timing's right, He will. He will do His part. We don't need to rush it, but we can wait for it. It's coming. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 53. As I read this passage, or before we read this passage, I want to take you back to Jerusalem. Near the place where Solomon stood before the temple on this bronze platform and prayed such a beautiful prayer. But this time, let's not go back to the temple court. We'll stay outside the city on a hill. And here we see not 120,000 lambs, but here we see one lamb. Not on a bronze platform, but on the cross. I'd like to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. As I read this passage, and here we want to see Jesus, our perfect example of humility. Who hath believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For He shall grow up before Him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see Him, there is no beauty that we should desire Him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did esteem him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is dumb, is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people, he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When he has made his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many. He shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. In closing, I'd like to read just a few more verses from Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, begin reading in verse 8. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God the Son, the Lamb of God, humbled himself to the point of death on the cross. He died for you, for me. But you see, verse 9. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at his name every knee shall bow. There are times in life when we face discouragement. Humble yourself. You may look around you and see that others may be blessed, and you wonder, Lord, what about me? Humble yourself. At It may seem that everything I try just fails. Humble yourself. Humility is not a weakness, but it's a strength to kneel before an almighty God. The strength to submit to one another. You know, this world teaches us something so different. They teach us to push, to study harder, to advance, to be someone. But Jesus says, humble yourself as a child. In humility, we can receive grace. We can receive the power of God. Without humility, we bring upon ourselves the judgment of God. For God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. It's true every time. Let's kneel for prayer.